This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, January 27th, 2023. The Missouri S&T Amateur Radio Club is getting ready to celebrate 100 years. W0EEE at Missouri University of Science and Technology is gearing up for an early celebration of their 100 years, probably sometime in early April. Club President Morgan Lyons, KI5SXY, said the station first went on the air in 1923 as the MSM Radio Club, broadcasting basketball games from the Jackling Gym on the grounds of the Missouri School of Mines and Metallurgy, known as MSM. The FCC was not around in 1923, but we believe the original MSM Radio Club used the call sign W9DUM, said Lyons. Then, between September 1937 and March 1938, W9EEE had been reassigned to the MSM Radio Club, and in September 1947, the MSM Radio Club was assigned the call sign W0EEE and changed its name officially to the Missouri S&T Amateur Radio Club. The club now has 20 active members and over 300 alumni that regularly visit to help support club activities, and students from the club regularly participate in the ARRL Collegiate Amateur Radio Program, which provides networking opportunities for students and their college radio clubs. For the celebration, there will be an open house and a tour of the club's radio shack and a special event station. The Missouri S&T Amateur Radio Club is an ARRL-affiliated club. There are two new Yaesu transceivers in use at ARR headquarters in Newington, Connecticut. They arrived via a generous donation from Yaesu USA. The company has donated an FTDX-101MP and an FTDX-10, both HF 50 MHz transceivers. In arranging the donation, Yaesu Vice President Sales and Credit Gary Dashe, KN6APR, urged that the radios be used by ARRL to educate and assist your visitors and especially young enthusiasts for ham radio. We appreciate the value that having this equipment available for members and visitors to see and explore will provide, said ARRL Director of Operations Bob Nauman, W5OV. These are two of the top three performing transceivers on the Sherwood list, he added. The FTDX-101MP was named for Yaesu founder Sako Hashigawa, JA1MP. The FTDX-10 has been installed in the new ARRL radio lab, W1HQ, where it will contribute to the station's ongoing role in the development of innovative amateur radio station design and function. Nauman says the ARRL stations will benefit significantly from the donations of Yaesu's highly capable rigs. It demonstrates the important partnership ARRL has with the amateur radio manufacturers to educate and inspire our community. You can read more about the radios and the donation at ARRL.org. A mobile app is now available to help navigate the 2023 Orlando Hamcation. Orlando Hamcation is February 10th through the 12th and hosts the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention. In partnership with Hamcation, ARRL's free mobile app is available to help attendees navigate the large event, which is held at the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Park. The free ARRL Events app is available now and already includes Hamcation's full program, so attendees can browse and schedule forums, preview the extensive list of exhibitors, and find affiliated events. During the event, attendees can use other app features to follow the hourly prize drawings and grand prize packages and browse building and site maps. There is more to read about the new ARRL app. You can read it on ARRL.org or visit Orlando Hamcation, www.hamcation.com, or ARRL at Orlando Hamcation, www.arrl.org/expo. Amateur Radio Digital Communications, known as ARDC, has announced new 2023 volunteers serving on the Grants Advisory Committee and the Technical Advisory Committee. The Grants Advisory Committee reviews and advises the ARDC Board of Directors on eligible proposals and helps identify potential grant-making opportunities, while the Technical Advisory Committee advises the board and staff on 44Net technology, architecture, and policy. Volunteers commit to serving at least a year and may serve up to a maximum of 3 years. The term starts in January and runs through December. It is always exciting to bring new members to these committees, says ARDC Executive Director Rosie Schechner, KJ7RYV. This year, I am delighted to see more women and a variety of technical skills brought to the table. I'm looking forward to seeing what these committees do in 2023. ARDC provides support for ARRL programs and initiatives, including the ARRL Foundation Club Grant Program and Scholarship Program. Read more about the new volunteers, their backgrounds, and their committees at ARRL.org or at the ARDC website. The latest episode of the ARRL On the Air podcast includes an introduction to the ARRL field organization and opportunities to get involved. You can learn more about this network of ARRL member volunteers who give their time and knowledge to other hams as well as to the amateur radio service itself. On the Air, sponsored by ICOM. The K7RA Solar Update is provided each week by Tad Cook, K7RA of Seattle, Washington. From the first week of 2023, Tad says, we've been seeing a lot of dramatic and welcome increase in solar activity, but it has now softened in this reporting week, January 19th through the 25th. You can read the complete solar update each week at ARRL.org. In radio sport contesting, remember the year-long ARRL Volunteers on the Air, that's VOTA, and that is underway. At the VOTA website, you can see the state activation schedule for weekly W1AW portable operations, including these activations. January 25th through the 31st, Oklahoma, W1AW/5. January 25th through the 31st, New York, W1AW/2. February 1st through the 7th, South Carolina, W1AW/4. And February 1st through the 7th, South Dakota, W1AW/0. Another contest on January 27th through the 29th, the CQ 160 meter contest, CW. January 28th through the 29th, the REF contest, that's CW. The 28th through the 29th of January, the Bardic Ritty Sprint contest, that's digital. January 28th through the 29th, the UBA DX contest, single sideband, which is phone, of course. And January 28th through the 29th, Winter Field Day, that's CW phone and digital. And at upcoming section, state, and division conventions, January 27th through the 28th, it's the Capital City Ham Fest 2023, hosting the ARRL Mississippi State Convention. That's in Jackson, Mississippi. January 28th, Winterfest, hosting the ARRL Midwest Division Convention. That's in Collinsville, Illinois. And on February 10th through the 12th, the Orlando Hamcation, hosting the ARRL Southeastern Division Convention. That's in Orlando, Florida. And Bruce Page, KK5DO, has provided this week's AMSAT report. If you're going to Hamcation, be sure to visit the ARRL booth and the AMSAT booth. AMSAT will be located at the west end of the Central Florida Fairgrounds and Expo Center's East-West Hall. That's the main building from the parking lot. Arish USA will be right next to AMSAT this year. You can get all of your satellite questions answered and partake in our forums on Sunday, February 12th from 11 to 12. Hear AMSAT President Robert Bankston, KE4AL, talk about shaping the amateur radio satellite world of tomorrow. Just a reminder for those that shop on Amazon, if you were gracious enough to select ARRL or AMSAT as your nonprofit choice in the SMILE program, the program will be ending on February 20th. You can still have a chance to order some of those things you were looking for before the program ends and give a final boost to ARRL or AMSAT. And finally this week, thanks to the Douglas County Amateur Radio Club in Lawrence, Kansas, for airing ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at ARRL.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@ARRL.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.